Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Patrick Wooten. You are listening to the Richard Schwartz & Associates Injury Lawyers Legal Power Hour. I am joined, as always, by the one and only Richard Schwartz. And we also have a special guest today, one Mr. Matthew Lawrence, who is our attorney extraordinaire in our Hattiesburg, Mississippi office. So good morning to you both.
Morning. Good morning. Hope everyone had a nice holiday.
We did. It was a good weekend. I know our house is decorated for Christmas. We got the final ornaments up on the Christmas tree last night, so that is all done. So that's exciting. So it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at our house. But how was your Thanksgiving, Richard?
It was great. I had spent it with my family, which is wonderful, and ate too much.
Absolutely. Hey, and the Rebels got a win in the Egg Bowl on.
I'm shocked. I really would have thought Mississippi State would have won that game. I was surprised, to be, say the least, how it turned out.
Ole Miss played very well that day. They had a good game plan. I did hear before we went on the air, Heisman Trophy voting starts today and runs through, I think they said December 7th. So, do you think Matt Corral will be in the top three to go to New York, Richard?
Barely. Yeah, I think he will get in top three, but I don't think he'll. I think he'll come in third.
Gotcha.
Behind the quarterback from Ohio State and Alabama. And I think the Alabama quarterback will win it.
You know, although he did not have a good game, I mean, the Iron Bowl was one for the ages Saturday. First one ever in the history of that, you know, storied rivalry to go to overtime, which just boggles my mind that there's never been an overtime game in the history of that whole thing. And then it's a four overtime game to decide it. Although the Auburn running back who went out of bounds has got to feel sick to his stomach because that probably cost Auburn a victory in the last 2 minutes of the game, allowing Alabama to save a timeout. But and Matthew, how was your Thanksgiving?
Hey, it was good. Thanks for having me on. First off, and I had a good Thanksgiving with family here in Hattiesburg. And you know, it was great to see everyone. I am an Auburn fan, and so the Lone Star black sheep of the family. Everybody else is Alabama, so I thought we had them there. We're going to ruin their chances, but they pulled it out as they often seem to do, so that put a little damper on it. But it was a good weekend, and it's good to be back in the office now.
You know, it would have been interesting if we go down this little football path for a second, you know, Michigan destroying Ohio State, if Auburn had pulled it off, really to see how the landscape of the college football playoff would have shaken out. Because you've got Georgia, I think, is in probably irregardless. Of course, Cincinnati, you know, is interesting. So you really could have had a major shakeup in the top four of the CFP rankings if Auburn had been able to pull it out there in the last, you know, 2 minutes of the ball game. But very exciting. But I know this is the first time you've been on the show. So give everybody, because you've got a little diverse background. I mean, you know, you went to law school later in life, so you had a life long before you became an attorney. So, you know, kind of let these listeners out here know a little bit about, you know, yourself and what you did before being a lawyer and now that you're with Schwartz & Associates.
Yeah, I've had several different jobs, I guess, and career paths, I guess you could say. My first job was when I was 13, working for my grandfather's antique auction down in Biloxi. And I did that off and on for a while. You know, it wasn't a real serious job. It was something I just got paid for. I graduated from a boarding school out in Samoa that I got sent to because I was kind of a rebellious child. And then I wound up in the Air Force. I served in the U.S. Air Force up in Minot, North Dakota, and learned electrical principles up there, became an electrician. I've had several jobs in the oil industry, and before I went to graduate school in 2013, I was an electrical foreman in San Francisco, and I had a little accident at work, hurt my neck. I was kind of sitting around wondering what I'm going to do with my life, and I still had the GI Bill, so I decided to go to get a graduate degree in philosophy, and then at San Francisco State, after that was over, I was sitting around like, what do you do with a graduate degree in philosophy? And so I wound up going to law school and at University of California, Hastings, and really kind of took to it. And, you know, I was editor-in-chief of a journal while I was in law school and published some papers on, you know, the way that neuroscience applies to legal issues in different contexts. And I have a strong academic interest in that sort of thing, the way that science and technology affects legal concepts and problems. And, you know, I moved back to Mississippi because my family's here. I feel like it's important for people to you know, kind of try to make a difference where they're from. And I first started practicing here. I was more inclined into doing like civil rights work, and I actually had a grant to pursue, you know, prison reform and sort of different social justice issues that came in front of me. And I was doing that with the Mississippi Rising Coalition, which is a pretty great nonprofit here in Mississippi, local folks running that. And I got to the end of that grant and started looking for jobs, and this one came up, and it's just too good of an opportunity to pass up. So here I am. Well, I've been here since February, and it's going great.
Well, good. Well, we're certainly glad to have you down in our Hattiesburg, you know, office, which has just grown by leaps and bounds over the dozen years that we've been down in Hattiesburg. And I think it really helps you as an attorney, the fact that you have had a life before, you know, the practice of law. Because, as you know, most typical lawyers go to undergraduate, you know, take the law school admissions test, and then typically go straight to law school right after college, so they, you know, never have another career path other than they may have worked as a, you know, a waiter or bartender or, you know, in a retail shop during school. So I think it's great that you've got those real life experiences and allows you to really connect with our, you know, with our clients that come from all, you know, backgrounds across the state of Mississippi and elsewhere. So we're excited to have you. But so let's real quick. So favorite food you both ate on Thanksgiving. What was the favorite thing you had? We'll go with you, Matthew. You first.
It's got to be the sweet potato casserole for me.
All right. With marshmallows on top or with the, like, pecans and crunchy topping on it?
With the, yeah, like the crusted candy pecans on top.
That's gotcha.
What it is for me.
That's how I like it. And what about you, Richard?
You know, my wife made fresh cranberry sauce. That was unbelievably good. I've never had it. I only had it out of a can. That's the first time I've ever had it made at home. It was really good.
All right, so I do have to ask. So she literally, like, bought cranberries and what, cooked them down and then congealed them into?
Yeah.
That sounds
great.
That sounds great. That does sound really, really good. So that is fabulous. But so if you want to reach out to us and talk to Richard or Matthew, you can always call us on the SuperTalk call line at 888-808-8637. We'd love to talk to you. You know, couple mass torts that we've been talking about over the course of the last few months, Richard, 3M earplugs. The last trial of 2021 on 3M earplugs starts tomorrow. So that is going to be a huge case that will either give continued momentum to the plaintiffs and soldiers and service members who, you know, have filed a claim, which are about 250,000 of them, you know, or going to be a feather in the cap of 3M. So as we talked about last week, there was a great verdict for just over $13 million that was awarded to a plaintiff. So in the victories, the six victories that the plaintiffs have won through trials, the average payout is a little over $5 million. So, you know, the trials have been lasting on average about 2 weeks. So typically probably next Friday, which would be, December the 10th is probably when we can expect it to go to the jury. But that'll be an exciting one to find out about how this last 3M trial of 2021 shakes out and will affect the path going forward on these cases. And we can talk more about that after this break. You are listening to the Richard Schwartz and Associates Injury Lawyers Legal Power Hour. You can certainly text us at 601-879-4395, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Richard Schwartz and Associates Injury Lawyers Legal Power Hour. I am Patrick Wooten, joined with Richard Schwartz and Matt Lawrence, who is our attorney in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. As we were talking about 3M earplug cases, as you've kind of referenced all along, Richard, time is now. So if someone thinks they may have a claim, they definitely need to act now. And what advice would you give them?
You know, I would tell them that if they don't act now, the possibility is that you're going to get a substantially less money in your payment, because then you've got to file within a potentially into a class settlement, and there's a set fee that's set. Right now is when you get most of the money. If you get involved with an attorney who's in the know, you're probably going to get a substantial increase.
No, I think that's very important. And again, the years are 2003 to 2015 if you served in the armed forces and were issued the 3M dual-ended combat earplugs and you know, have suffered hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of, you know, the use of those earplugs that, you know, the plaintiff's attorneys, you know, are alleging were defective. And we think clearly the evidence demonstrates that they were defective, and is the vast majority of juries have believed so far that 3M is in the wrong. So we are handling those cases. So, you know, certainly we don't want you to leave your legal rights behind. So you can always give us a call at the law firm at 601-988-8888 if you have any questions, and we'd love to answer, you know, questions or see if we could certainly help you if you qualify for those type of claims. The other big mass tort that we're involved in right now are the CPAP cases, CPAP sleep apnea machines, the Philips cases that were recalled in June of this year. You know, they had to recall millions of CPAP and BiPAP devices because of the sound abatement foam in the machines was degrading and causing users to inhale toxic particles. You know, what is interesting is there have already been some, you know, court orders as it relates to what Philips has to maintain as they repair and replace those machines, because they have a repair and replace program in effect now. And so basically the judge just says Philips has to secure all of that foam that they are replacing, as it will be very important in these millions of cases going forward. But
and they've been disposing of the foam on the recall.
That's right.
And their reasoning for it is it's too biodegradable and you can't hold on to it. Well, that's the whole purpose of the lawsuit. The lawsuit is it is biodegradable and it gets in your lungs. So they just basically confirmed the facts that it's a danger to human beings.
Yeah, that's right. And what's interesting is there's already been the first data dump, you know, of information that Philips has had to supply to, you know, plaintiffs' counsels. And there actually have been internal emails that were turned over that showed that Phillips was aware of the problem with the foam as early as 2015. So that means 6 years, you know, went by. Well, this potential safety hazard was just ignored by Phillips before any action took place. So that is a huge, huge finding in this initial discovery disclosure that Phillips had to provide to, you know, plaintiffs' counsels out there. And again, it's not only, you know, breathing issues that this foam, you know, is impacting on users of this machine, is its cancers as well. So it's just really the fact that, you know, they knew about this potential health risk for 6 years and did nothing about it is just a huge, huge, you know, find for trial counsel as it relates to these cases that are out there. In the federal judge who's been on these cases is taking a very aggressive approach, very similar to the judge in the 3M cases, and is really trying to move these cases forward. But so again, if you think you have, if you've used or a loved one has used a Phillips CPAP or BiPAP machine and think that you may qualify as a, you know, potential plaintiff in these cases, the time is now to, you know, reach out to, you know, our law firm at 601-988-8888. Well, we've gotten in a text, so let's talk about it. It's a family law text question, so we appreciate that coming in from you, Skip. It says, divorce was final on October the 11th, and he was the plaintiff. Says she dropped her health insurance on October 12th, so the day after the divorce was final. And it says, he's still getting EOBs that shows she's still showing her, you know, health insurance that he had previously provided. And I'm assuming he didn't say, I'm assuming that the divorce decree said he was not responsible for providing any sort of health insurance. But his question is will she be responsible for the medical bills incurred after the date the divorce was final?
Yeah, as long as you didn't sign anything, you know, like a document put in the hospital, then you have no responsibility on those bills. She's 100% responsible if she signed the documentation. So as far as the insurance is concerned, obviously you need to verify. She could have, when you dropped it, she could have gotten renewed it herself and put it in her name. That's a possibility. But you shouldn't be getting the EOB. She should have changed the address, and you may want to try to fix that problem because she'll need the EOBs. In fact, I would mail what you got to her if you have her address. And that way she knows she's got to change it if she does have insurance.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is I know about a month ago we had a family law attorney on the program, and one thing in chancery court, or especially in divorce proceedings, is you want to make sure you're following to a T that divorce proceeding, because there is the doctrine of unclean hands, you know, that right. If one party, you know, is doing something wrong, but then you're also not abiding by the divorce decree, you know, it's kind of like two wrongs don't make a right. So, you know, make sure that, you know, you to a T are following that divorce decree as it relates to, you know, medical bills, health insurance, and all the like, because that outlines what your duties are, and it outlines what her duties are, you know, as it relates to.
And if you don't do it, you can be put in contempt of court. You can even be put in jail.
That's right.
So, so you need to be very careful to follow whatever the order says.
Yep, absolutely. So, go ahead, Matthew.
I could think of one scenario where you might want to check to make sure you won't be liable for any of those medical bills. And it's a lot of times in these divorce decrees, there will be a clause that says something to the effect that one or the other party is liable for all the debts incurred during the marriage. And if, for instance, your wife was injured during y'all's marriage and she started to incur medical debt during that time, then it could be argued that the debts that are incurred even after the divorce is final started during the divorce. And so just to be, you know, safe about it, I would say, you know, make sure that the medical charges are not for injuries that occurred while y'all were married or something like that. Because I could see an argument that you would be on the hook for that if you signed an order or a settlement agreement that said, you know, that you would be responsible for all the debts incurred during the marriage.
Gotcha. Yeah, good point. And we certainly appreciate you, you know, texting in, Skip, and, you know, I think got two great pieces of advice from Richard and Matthew. You know, you can always reach out to us on the C Spire text line at 601-879-4395 or reach us on the telephone at 888-808-8637.
Hey, Matt, tell us where the office is located in Hattiesburg.
The office in Hattiesburg is at 6371 Highway 98 West. It's if you're heading west on 98, it's just before the Ford dealership up on top of the hill, next to Papa John's.
Well, we really appreciate you. You're doing a great job, and I know there's a lot. We represent a lot of people in the Hattiesburg area. And we want to make certain that they're taken care of, and Matt really does a great job of that, and we really appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're familiar with us in Hattiesburg, we've been in this location for 2 years. We were in another location for 10, and then we actually, because of the wonderful people down in the Pine Belt, you know, we've grown, and we needed more space, and so that office has grown, you know, tremendously over the time we've been there, and so we're excited to have Matt and the whole team that's rocking and rolling in the Hattiesburg office each and every day. But the music's playing, so we're going to take a break. You are listening to the Richard Schwartz and Associates Injury Lawyers Legal Power Hour. You can always reach us at 888-808-8637, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to the Richard Schwartz and Associates Injury Lawyers Legal Power Hour. I'm Patrick Wooten, joined by Richard Schwartz and Matthew Lawrence. We got a text in on the C Spire text line, 601-879-4395, which is good because it's kind of a common misconception that's out there as it relates to 3M earplugs. So the texter said, we've been told that joining the class action lawsuit against 3M would affect our VA disability payments, and that is 100% false. It's important to note that if you are seeking disability benefits through the VA for hearing loss or tinnitus, or you already are receiving those, you are allowed to pursue this underlying civil action against 3M, and it will not affect your disability benefits. I've actually looked at a number of different sites across the internet, you know, different law firms and VA, and so this is not going to impact your ability to continue to receive your VA disability benefits should you receive, you know, an award and or settlement in the 3M, you know, combat arms earplug class action. So have you ever kind of run across something like this before, Richard, where in all your years, you know, with a mass tort case that people are worried that receiving money is going to affect, you know, either
happens all the time, yep, because we have people who say it's going to affect their Social Security disability benefits. Will it affect my Social Security disability benefits when they receive a recovery? The answer is no. But if you are getting SSI, it could affect your SSI benefits because that's based on income. Your SSD benefits is 100% based on disability and is not affected in any form or fashion.
That's right.
By recovery or how much money you have.
Which is just like the VA. So a VA claim is strictly based on a disability, has nothing to do with income or financial status, just like you hit the nail on the head, Richard. SSD has nothing to do with someone's financial status. It's strictly based on, do you have a disability that qualifies under the law? But, yeah, because needless to say, if that was true, which it's not, you know, in this case, if it was true that if you received VA disability benefits for hearing loss or tinnitus, it would knock out tens of thousands of service members from this lawsuit, you know, which would be a windfall to 3M. So you absolutely have the right to become a member of this multi-district litigation that's going on, and to see if you, you know, see if you qualify. You know, there are very, you know, particular sets of facts that are required, and of course the nice thing is the military did a great job of tracking your hearing, and that's really what's going to take, is going back and looking at, you know, your hearing records from, you know, the time during your you know, service period, so that we can determine if you indeed did have a hearing loss or tinnitus and were issued these earplugs during the during that time of service. But, you know, thank you for texting in. We really appreciate it, because we certainly want to make sure that we are refute those myths that are out there, so that people do not leave themselves, you know, out in the cold thinking that they're not able to, you know, be a part of something that they may very well qualify for. Okay. So we did have a good thing. It says, hey, someone texted in and said, can I go to your website and sign up for a case? And what you would do is, thank you so much, you would call the law firm at 601-988-8888. The one thing I will say is that COVID really helped our law firm and a lot of law firms is with technology. So, you know, you call in, we're going to get your information in the system, but then we can actually, through, you know, text you the contract and so forth. So you do have the ability to sign things electronically now, but you certainly have to reach out proactively to the law firm at 601-988-8888. And we would love the opportunity to, you know, talk with you about a potential claim that you may have.
Easy number, 601-9008.
Absolutely. So marketing genius you were when you got that one, Richard, which was interesting, was not the original number to the firm. You changed now a number of years ago when that came about, and that was a great decision on your part to switch to that number for sure. We've got Bob on the phone, so let's say good morning to Bob and see what's on his mind today. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Richie, congratulations to your Ole Miss Rebels. If I'm not mistaken, is 2021 Ole Miss's best regular football season in history?
It is. Well, you know, they had the vault days. They didn't play as many games. But, yes, it is their best record.
It's the first time they've ever won 10 games in a regular, in the quote-unquote the regular season.
Richie, my question to you today, this week, is an important question. It has to do with Archie Manning's son, grandson, which is Arch Manning. Where do you see Arch Manning going to college and playing football?
He can go
Ole Miss at the top of his.
I don't think Ole Miss is on top. That's my opinion. I don't have any inside information. I think Texas, Clemson, and then Ole Miss. Now, Texas and Clemson have had a terrible season, so that may affect his opinion somewhat. And Ole Miss has had a great season. And the question, I guess, in his mind, does he want to be coached by Lebby and Kiffin? Because as you can remember, that they're real particular on who coaches each player. So if they like the coach at Texas more than they like the coach at Ole Miss, I think he's going to go to Texas. And that's just really – I think they're looking for the coach and not the program.
Well, Richie, do you think Ole Miss would be a good fit for Arch Manning?
Absolutely. I mean, he throws the deep ball very well, and that's exactly what we do at the Ole Miss system, is they throw. I mean, they're equal 50-50 because you have to have both to keep the balance, but they throw deep balls. Look what the quarterback has done at Ole Miss, so under Kiffin. So he would be a perfect fit for Kiffin's system. The real question is going to be, who are we going to get in the transfer portal, and how many years can they play? And that hadn't been decided yet, so we'll see how that turns out.
All right, well, y'all have a good week, and thanks for
you
the
too,
answer.
Bob.
Thank you for calling in, Bob. We really appreciate it. So, yeah, if you actually look online, Richard, I Googled while you were answering Bob. It says Georgia and Texas have moved to the top of the list with, of course, Ole Miss and Tennessee and Clemson, you know, behind following those top two schools. So that's an interesting, you know, list there. But I think Ole Miss has got a shot. You know, I think
There's no doubt they have a shot considering the season they just had. And Levy, if he stays, I hope he does. He's a great coach on the offense. So, and Kiffin's an offensive genius in his own mind, I guess, or maybe he is. But that's a good combination for a quarterback. And especially what I think is going to be real effective is that the quarterback they have now is probably going to go to the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't have done that without Kiffin. So I think there's a lot to be said for Ole Miss. But, you know, when you're that young, you got to make your connection to the coach. And I think that's what's going to sway him one way or the other.
No, I think that's a great point. Kind of pivoting real quick.
I think you got to wonder also if a guy like that wants to go play somewhere that the streets are named after his grandpa and Eli's got so much, you know, history there. It's kind of like maybe he would want to go do his own thing somewhere. And
you know, but I don't know. On a kid, you really think about it, that they have to break all those records and having that much history. He can create his own history at another school, and that so it's a little different in that respect. I don't know how he's thinking, but that's a possibility. But you know, I'd love for him to come to Ole Miss. I think he's a very good talent, and I think he would be great at Ole Miss. But I think Ole Miss is in the running. I don't think he's made up his mind yet, so anything's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I saw that, you know, Duke and David Cutcliffe agreed to part ways, you know, yesterday. Of course, Cutcliffe was there with Peyton, and then Cutcliffe was there, I think, with Eli. So, you know, it would be curious to see maybe where Cutcliffe winds up. Does he wind up at a program that Arch is considering, you know, because of the connection to both of his uncles as well? And need to say David Cutcliffe had a huge impact on Peyton Manning as well as Eli Manning in their college careers. You know, so that's
a good point. Yep. I'm sure he'll land somewhere. For sure.
Absolutely.
He wants to continue working.
Yep. Well, I know you're a movie guy, Richard, and I actually saw a movie over the weekend, you know, the joy of Netflix that you can search that I had never heard of but enjoyed it. I was curious to see if you or Matthew had seen the movie Red Notice. Had either one of you seen the movie Red Notice?
Never heard of it.
All right. Well, we can talk about it after the break because I think it's one, knowing how you what kind of movies you like, you would enjoy, Richard. But music's playing. We got one more break to go. You're listening to the Richard Schwartz & Associates Injury Lawyers Legal Power Hour, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Richard Schwartz & Associates Injury Lawyers Legal Power Hour as we jump into this final segment. We got a question asked to us on the C Spire text line, 601-879-4395, which could be a little challenging, and here's what it is. It says, what are y'all's opinions on the judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse case and the jury not being sequestered in that case? So, of course, you know, that was the case up in Wisconsin. So I don't know how closely you kept up with it, Richard, but, what you know, any thoughts on the judge and or the prosecution or defense in that case?
No, I'm not familiar with it, but I'm surprised they let the jury go home for a trial that big, and because they'll talk to other people and be influenced by other people, or they'll talk about the trial. And I don't understand the judge thinking on that. And when you get someone who's influenced, because you only want to base it based on the evidence that's presented in the courtroom, you don't want to have outside sources trying to influence you. And so that's always a danger, and it might be something appealable. I don't know that answer, but I'd give that a shot because it can taint a jury.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's rare to sequester a jury, and I think the judge was in a no-win position. I think if he did everything that favored the prosecution, you'd have grounds for appeal. If you had everything that people thought favored the defense, you'd have grounds for appeal. So it was, a tough situation, that's for sure. So I don't think you were going to win either way with, people's opinion of that judge, And those cases are always difficult. But before the break, we talked about the movie Red Notice, which you said you'd not seen, Richard, and I hadn't seen until I actually stumbled across it on Netflix, but has Dwayne Johnson in it, Ryan Reynolds in it, and Gal Gadot in it, in kind of an action comedy movie. So I thought about you because those are things that I think you like. And what's interesting is it was one that was supposed to be released in the theaters, but really didn't get released in the theaters much at all because of COVID. So it went to Netflix on November 12th. And it was the most watched film debut on the weekend in which it's released. And it's the second most watched film within 28 days of release on the platform. So it's a mindless, it doesn't make you think, kind of action comedy. Certainly not going to win any Academy Awards or anything of that nature. But, if you want to have, a couple hours of something where you can laugh and watch a little action, it's something that's entertaining to be there on Netflix. But I know you're the movie aficionado, hands down, of the three of us here on the radio today.
Well, I'm going to watch it now. Yeah. I got the critique, and I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, and then something else I know is you're the big Marvel guy, superhero guy. So Hawkeye, Hawkeye. Have you seen that on Disney Plus? They've released two episodes of Hawkeye on Disney Plus, which I did watch as well. I probably watched more movies and kind of stuff like that than I normally do in a time. But that's another one that you may want to watch. I enjoyed the first two episodes.
You didn't watch Get Back yet?
I have not watched Get Back.
Got 8 good hours to.
That's the Beatles documentary, right? Which right. I've heard is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, definitely want to see that. That's out now.
That
yes,
is,
sir.
Yep. So I've heard that's really, okay. really good.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see that.
So, but
I'm old enough to remember the Beatles.
Well, I always find it interesting. You've had the little bit of back and forth between Paul McCartney and the Rolling Stones right now about whether you're rock music or not rock music. And Paul McCartney said the Stones were basically just a glorified blues cover band. About 6 weeks ago, which was pretty funny. But guys, you're in your 70s. You both are iconic musical institutions.
And
they're
doing okay.
Yeah, they're doing all right. So it's like you don't need to nitpick on each other because you both were very successful in both the worlds that you were in. So just enjoy the fact that you had two very successful bands that have been around for 50 plus years now.
59 in some cases.
Yeah, crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, hey, Matthew, your music, what's your number one band?
Oh, man, that's a hard question to answer. I guess if I had to pick one, it'd probably be Steely Dan.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a good one. What about you, Richard?
If I had to pick a rock and roll band, it would be War.
Interesting. I liked Van Halen. I was a Van Halen fan. I did enjoy Van Halen for sure. But so here we are, the last Monday of November. Hard to believe that we're about to get to the last month. Would encourage people to check out your insurance policies. Music's playing, so the hour's flown by. We appreciate you listening to Richard Schwartz and Associates at Injury Lawyers Legal Power Hour. We hope you go have a safe and wonderful week, and we'll be back here next Monday and look forward to talking to you. And you can always reach us at the law firm at 601-988-8888. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.